This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is behind the glass, and this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Going to give these guys credit on their roster predictions in a moment. I do have a quick question, though. Bo, did you happen to listen to the Steakhouse yesterday?
No.
Oh, Lord. Where are we going with this?
So
I did not.
I was driving around because I was running some errands.
What kind of horrific things did Michael say about
me? He didn't say anything horrific. He brought out some supreme content, though, that I'm a little sad he didn't share with us first here on the Morning Shift.
What did I do?
So you're in a dilemma for this weekend with college football and a one-year-old birthday party. And I'm hearing this and like, this is something that we should be talking about.
You holding out on us, Mike? You holding out on us?
And I don't know the conclusion because I ran into Target and spent all my money. So
first of all, what you need to know is there's a reason I didn't break that story out on this show. And it was actually told to say off the air.
Oh, no.
And he was like, oh, great. Let's play a little radio here and buzzed it out on me. Yeah, so Lindsay's best friend is their one-year-old birthday party is noon Saturday. So there has been a small conversation about whether or not I'll be attending that.
Yeah.
But did you forget that you have to be at my house at noon on Saturday?
Yeah, yeah, I actually
to help
did.
Me with
That's
that project.
A good call. Yep, I forgot about that. Yep, me and Ridge will be on our way over there.
Okay.
To help deal with that. Yeah, exactly. Exactly, Lindsay, if you're listening. Forgot about that.
W-Mans.
This guy like tells me he's going to help me do something that I needed to help me
call.
Do.
Forgot. Completely forgot about that.
And
that
he's going to birthday parties.
That thing that we had to work on.
Yeah, the project at my house.
No, it's all in good fun. I was thinking I were having that conversation yesterday. It was like, you know, there's just it's a big weekend of college football, right? And you don't want anything to kind of step in your way. And my wife, we're having that conversation because we, you know, after that birthday party, we are going to a Bama FSU watch party. And so she was like, oh, we'll just be all at the birthday party and we'll just go straight to the Bama FSU watch. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. No, we will not be at the birthday party. You will be at the birthday party. I and at least one of our kids will be at home watching the television, having a good time. So yeah, it's just one of those inner household conversations.
Yes.
Funny how those things work. I know someone that's trying to move this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And we have a group chat, and apparently like 3/4 of the group chat is out of town this weekend.
Yeah, that's weird. Crazy how that works.
Interesting.
Convenient. Convenient.
Yeah. Well, keep us posted on that, Mike.
It is a 3-day holiday weekend for, you know, in their defense.
It is. They need extra time to unpack boxes, or they're getting away. You know, we're going away for the weekend.
I was going to say, a lot of people traveling.
All right. So, look, I know being held accountable for all your predictions isn't always fun, but y'all had this dialed in yesterday with the roster predictions for the Falcons. Just a few were off. What were your biggest surprise cuts that happened yesterday?
I mean, one of which for me would be Kentavious Street. I just didn't think that he was going to get cut. I thought that they had it seemed like they had asked him to gain weight. I do not know that, but he gained weight. He gained like 20 pounds, and I thought he played better than that of a guy to get cut, and to me it felt like they kind of had a role for him. Now, Laquelle London didn't get cut, so he made it, and he is – Laquelle London's kind of – I thought Laquelle London probably outplayed Kentavious Street during the preseason, but
– I can tell – well, I'll tell you this much. Both of them outplayed Rucarororo. And I know that they're not exactly playing similar spots or being asked to do similar things, but you just look at straight-up interior defensive linemen, and you start with David Onyemata, who is the, you know, obviously the veteran in that group. I thought they were going to ask Kentavious Street to do a lot of the same things that Eddie Goldman did in, like, goal line and short yardage situations last year. And Eddie Goldman's gone, and Kentavious Street seemed to me to be that bigger body because, like you said, he looked bigger this year than we've seen in years past. And now he's not there.
Well, and it is a different defense, so I don't know how they're going to – but the goal line situation is a goal line situation, right? You want a bigger-bodied guy. You're trying to stuff. They've also talked about how they love what Rook has done. I mean, he had moments where he did not look very good, but there's something that they like about Rook, about what he's doing.
Yeah, I agree. I hear a lot of the same sentiment. I turn on the film. I don't love it. There were multiple plays on Friday night where it seemed like he was driven 10 yards off the ball on some of the double teams. Now, busted defenses because they don't have to come off the double teams, but you'll have plays like that where you're just getting double teamed to sleep, and he didn't fare well. And so I really, we go back to the J.D. Bertrand play where J.D. Bertrand doesn't make the tackle on the goal line. The running back kind of trucks him and gets in the end zone. That's a defense. That is a defensive front. That is a play, a Jeff Ulbrich style defense where they are stunting up front away from that hole and allowing J.D. Bertrand to get in the backfield. That's what you mean when you say attacking style front. You have, you know, five defensive linemen. They all stunt certain ways and, you know, kind of take up the gaps, confuse the offensive linemen, and allow that linebacker to get into the backfield. But you have to make the play. And if J.D. Bertrand had made that play, we'd be sitting here talking about, oh, that was really cool. That was Jeff Ulbrich's defense coming to fruition. But he didn't, and he got trucked. And, you know, then you're left wondering what happened up front. But I just wonder where the bigger bodies are coming from. This is one position group of that interior defensive line and interior offensive line that I'll have my eyes peeled for the next couple of days.
What do you think is going to be happening with Easton Stick? Because he was cut, but last year the Falcons had three quarterbacks on their roster. Now we have two. Is there a path for him to come back?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think he'll be back. I think they'll sign him to the practice squad. And there might be days depending on I don't believe week one he'll be active, but because they can make him a standard elevation. I think he has three or four of those, but there'll definitely be a day where, you know, maybe Penix is dealing with something or, you know, God forbid something worse happens where he has to be moved. But I think they like him. I thought he played well at times in the preseason. It wasn't a surprise to me that he was cut, though, Mike. I mean, it's a numbers game, and his number was on the outside.
It is what it is in these quarterback situations. I saw a headline from Sporting News this morning, and it was like, Kirk Cousins' inability to play well last year cost Easton Stick his job. And it was basically because Kirk is the backup, and he's being paid so well. Easton Stick was the one that got screwed out of that situation. It cracks you up. Because Easton Stick did play well. He also had two interceptions that were taken off the board because of penalties, because of offsetting penalties or whatever else.
Not good ones either.
They were bad interceptions. So, yeah, I think there's a path. I think there has to be a path. I think you have to have a third quarterback. I'll be curious to see how far through the season they go with him just on P-Squad. But I think that's one of those things where you look at the situation and the cutdown day and getting to week two and everything else, the initial 53, and you wonder, you know, where that kind of goes. But there's some quality quarterbacks out there that are looking for a job today. I'll just say that as well.
When you have injuries at one position or another, and sometimes multiple positions, you have to go to another one and take from it. When you want to carry four tight ends, you're taking from another offensive side of carry seven wide receivers. You're taking. You only got eight offensive linemen, two quarterbacks, right?
And that's just how it is. And Allie, we said that yesterday, right? It's like nothing against Easton Stick. Mm-hmm. It's not about Easton Stick's performance. You just need that roster spot. You have to have it. There's too much depth at other positions. There's too many needs at corner and at wide receiver and, you know, tight end, obviously, when you talk about special teams. Quarterbacks don't play on special teams. And so that's usually the first place a lot of people look when they start doing the roster construction deal.
Well, and Bo, you mentioned, you know, the wide receivers were carrying seven at this point. Are there any other position groups that are heavier or slighter than you expected?
I don't think they would have five interior D linemen.
I That's a light one. I did not think we'd be keeping seven corners. I didn't think your cornerback room would include Clark Phillips and Mike Ford, and Natron Brooks. I think we all kind of assumed that, you know, the 1v1v1, like these competition, like Clark Phillips being on the roster was somewhere I definitely probably missed on yesterday. We haven't seen him. And you look at how he's kind of been passed up at certain spots on the depth chart. When you talk about the re-signing of Mike Hughes and the drafting of Billy Bowman and everything else that comes into play there, and you're like, dude, I don't know that there's a role. But evidently, you know, they like you know, the way he competes and things like that, and he's part of this team. But seven corners was a big number for me. I didn't expect that.
Yeah, and seven corners and only three safeties, so 10 DBs, and you got to think that one or two of those corners has got to is I'm not going to say they can play safety, and that's not what I'm saying, but if that came to it, they might be able to fill in and just slide in there just for the rest of a game or something, or maybe you know, a few plays here or there. I
like where you went when you talked about Billy Bowman possibly being a guy that could be an emergency safety. We saw, you know, was it Richie Grant that had to fill in at nickel last year against Denver? Because you went in light on corners, and then you also had somebody that got, you know, had to leave the game early because of a concussion. And then Richie Grant suddenly is playing nickel in the first half. They made adjustments in the second half, but it was bad. So you do have to be prepared for those situations. I think that Billy Bowman is eventually probably that guy. They sound like they like the way he tackles and like his physicality. But I'd say early on, I feel like they have tried to limit both Billy Bowman and Xavier Watts in terms of what they are being asked to do until they learn the scheme and get, you know, deeper entrenched. So Mike Ford, kind of that guy for me, probably D. Alford as well, as somebody that maybe – maybe if you lose two safeties in a game, you might just have to play a single high safety deal and start rolling corners back into cover three. So I don't know. I don't know how they're going to go about that. But, yeah, those were both positions that I was like, interesting, man.
Well, and, of course, we know this is the initial roster. Things change. 8:20, we're going to dive back into potential changes we could see from the Falcons. And Josh Kendall will also join us at 8:40. But next, we're going to zoom out. See where the rest of the NFL landed yesterday, and the Saints did name a starting QB. We'll go in the huddle next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
The Odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is behind the glass. And at 8:20 today, we do have tickets to give away. You can check out a scrimmage between Atlanta United 2 and the Belize national team. Go ahead, save our number so that you're ready. 404-726-0929. That'll be happening at 8:20 today. And if you are one of those not getting stuck in travel day traffic on Friday, you can hang out with Dukes and Bell.
That's right. They'll be down at Twin Peaks and Buckhead on Friday as we get the Labor Day weekend started early with great food, drinks, and scenic views. Carl and Mike will preview all of the big week one college football matchups while easing into the holiday weekend along with you. That's Dukes and Bell Friday from 2 to 6 at Twin Peaks and Buckhead on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I know that it's always fun down there. The week of the week one with the opening games down at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Kellen Moore has named Spencer Rattler the Saints quarterback for week one when they face the Cardinals. He beat out rookie Tyler Shuck for the job.
Yeah. How long we got here?
The floor is yours.
It's crazy. The conventional wisdom is going to tell you that, you know, going with Tyler Shuck as a draft pick in the second round, if you knew that Spencer Rattler was going to win the job, is a waste. I'm going to try not to, pick the low-hanging fruit here and go about it that way because, Lord knows, we faced our own dilemmas as far as quarterback draft picks with you already had a quarterback in place on the roster. So it is what it is. But I think that Spencer Rattler has a ton of talent. I think he has, you know, first-round talent. I don't think there's any doubt about it, but I don't think that the Saints and Kellen Moore wanted this competition to end this way. I don't think they wanted this to happen, but Spencer Rattler is, you know, 24 years old. He's in, you know, still the early part of his career, and I'm sure they like the way he developed. Throws a nice ball, and he's a competitive guy, so we'll see what happens, but it's not how I think they envisioned it.
They cut Jake Haener, and now they have Rattler and Shuck. I'm not going to sit here and tell you. I think it's disingenuous to say, well, this is what they've just the whole time their plan was to wait for next year in the draft. Hopefully Arch Manning comes out because I don't think that's necessarily true. You wouldn't have used a second round
pick. Absolutely
not. You could have gotten much better in other positions and then been ready when you did draft the quarterback of the future. But I don't know, and I don't care. I'm glad. This is Saints problems, and I hope they have all the problems in the world down there. I don't want any player down there ill will or anything like that, but I sure as hell don't want them winning games.
Isn't it so indicative, though, of this rivalry where I'm looking at it going, especially after the last couple of years, where I'm looking at it going, I still am not excited about the Falcons going down to New Orleans.
Well, you shouldn't be.
Never happens the way you think it's going to when they roll down there.
It's the toughest place the Falcons have to play every year. It's the toughest place a lot of teams play every year, but it's twice as tough if you're a Falcon player or coach and fan going down there. It's brutal.
Obviously they should have won the game last year. The, you know, Saints on that losing streak, and the year before that, you get absolutely routed in a game where they faked a kneel and scored a touchdown on you at the end of the game. Just, I'm not looking forward to it, man. I don't care who's at quarterback, but. Evidently, like I said, that's not the blueprint I believe they had going into this.
And, of course, we're laser-focused on the Falcons going down there, but how do you think the Saints will fare for the rest of the season?
Well, to me, too, Bo, and I think the way to look at this is it's not like this is just one piece. Like, not only did Derek Carr retire, but who was it, Ryan Ramczyk, Tyrann Mathieu? Like, they've lost a bunch of pieces just through the offseason. Not like injury. I'm talking about just people that were deciding, you know what, I don't think I'm going to play this year. Mm-hmm. And you add that to some of the injury stuff they have had, some of the concerns they've had over the years, and I think they're in a bad place. They were always the team that kicked can down the road. I don't know. If you're a Saints fan right now, you're just scratching your head wondering when the next chapter comes.
That's why I'm not sure why they haven't done a reset with the cap. And they haven't. I mean, they haven't. You said they've kicked the can down the road. They still are. Taysom Hill starting the season on. I think the it's either the PUP or the IR1. Same. I mean, to designate to return, it's almost essentially the same thing. They would have to miss four games. If you start there, they got some players on defense, but they're still. Brian Brisset has turned into a good player. Carl Granderson is a good player. DeMario Davis is a great player. Pete Werner is a good player. So they've got some guys, but offensively, they leave something to lack.
Brandon Cooks this offseason? Is that who it was?
Yeah, he's there along with Rashid Shaheed. But Chris Olave, he's you don't know how long. His health has been a concern in concussions. We talk about J.D. Bertrand here, and you know his concussion. Chris Olave's is way worse.
It's been awful.
That's the thing, though. You go through this roster. They still have Alvin Kamara. I mean, they have playmaker. Kendre Miller is a good running back.
Yeah,
they cut guys like Cam Akers for him.
Yeah,
but it all starts with quarterback. I mean, that's every team. Yeah, you have to have a. You don't have a quarterback, you're in a tough spot unless you have a 85 Bear defense.
Well, speaking of quarterbacks, the Bucs did make Teddy Bridgewater their backup QB. He beat out Kyle Trask, and Todd Bowles said they feel they have a better chance with Teddy.
Good for them. Good for Teddy, I guess I should say. Not good for them. I wondered what the future was of Kyle Trask. Obviously, when Brady leaves and they bring in Baker, and Baker wins that job, and Baker has just kind of run with it. And Teddy Bridgewater, guys, he just continues to kind of recreate things. I mean, you talk about a guy who a couple years in a row has been coaching high school ball and everything else and just decides, you know what, getting back into it. They tried to suspend me down in Florida. I'm just going to go back to the NFL. Like, who has that luxury of just being like, yeah, I got suspended as a football coach. I think I'll just go play quarterback in the NFL for a little longer. This works.
I'm not sure a lot of people would do that at that point once they're, you know, they feel like they're out. But I like J.D. Bridgewater. I always have. I liked him when he was at Louisville. So I'm happy for him. The Kyle Trask thing, you know, as soon as he was cut, we knew Bridgewater was going to be the guy. The thing for me is weird is, or not weird, but I've been thinking about it is, does he know the NFC South team pick him up? Maybe Dave Canales goes, you know, up in Carolina's like, hey, I worked with him. I liked him. Hell, I might pick him up here if I was a Falcons, put him on the practice squad. Hit the worst case scenario, you're picking the brain of what Tampa's doing in that offense.
I was thinking the same thing a minute ago.
Offensive coordinator.
When you brought up Jake Haener. I was like, you know, man, like for everything we love about Easton Stick, that you always do that thing where you look at the third string quarterbacks and you're like, yeah, you know what? We love Easton Stick, but boy, we could really learn a lot by having a Jake Haener or Kyle Trask in here if we really wanted to. So I thought the same thing a minute ago when you brought Jake Haener.
Tampa's up week one.
Yep. And go Carolina's sign. What, week three?
Yeah,
early.
But I don't know who got, I don't know which backup quarterback they got cut, but Saints you got, I know you got the week before, the Sunday before Thanksgiving, you have the Saints in New Orleans. And I think he might end the season with them. I'm not sure. I have to go double check.
Probably.
Well, and the Panthers cut wide receiver Hunter Renfrow. They had given him a chance to pick up where he left off after spending a year out of the league through illness, but it just didn't work out.
I'm curious to see where this goes. He's a quality player. I think that, you know, some of the videos were coming out during the preseason of him running routes out at practice. Looked pretty good. I would have to think this is a guy they would love to stash on the practice squad and, you know, see if they can get him back up to speed to where he probably was a few years ago, but I'm curious to see how long his leash will be with them, because this is a guy who wanted to be in Carolina. I mean, he went to Clemson. He's that, you know, he likes that area of the United States. So I'd be curious to see if he left, but I'm sure that they'll try to add him to P squad if they can.
Yeah, I love the Falcons fandom was like, we should pick him up. We're short at wide receiver, and he still got it. And somebody goes, when's the last time you saw him have it?
Yeah, and what world are we short at wide receiver, too, of all things?
And also, when's the last time you saw Hunter Renfrow playing a game?
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about – who was it we talked about the other day that hadn't played a game in like 2 years, and people were like –
David Bakhtiari?
Yeah, they were like, oh, there's somebody else, though, too, that
– he took a leap year.
Who was it? There was somebody else, too, that somebody said that we should go sign. I'm like, isn't – Oh, Lyle Collins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, Yeah, he might have played in a preseason game, so did Hunter Renfrow, but like Lyle Collins hasn't taken a snap at tackle in like 4 years.
Yeah. I do, there has been news come out too to kind of finish this up that, you know, they that the Vikings were interested in Adam Thielen, bringing Adam Thielen back. So maybe, you know, maybe that's something they're waiting on in terms of Hunter Renfrow to make him part of the active roster if they do move on from Adam Thielen.
Yeah, maybe, but I mean, I don't know. If I wanted him that bad and I was I guess they just weren't afraid anybody else was going to grab him. I don't know.
It doesn't sound like it.
Well, coming up, it is Which One Wednesday. Which one would be tougher to face? Jesse Bates in coverage or James Pierce Jr. coming off the line?
Ooh.
That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It is the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, and this segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. We're going to get to Mic'd Up, which is Which One Wednesday. We're going to talk about week one for the Falcons in a moment. But I have to mention one thing about the Taylor-Travis engagement.
I knew this is where we were going.
I just have to mention
Throw it out there. Let's see what you got.
I think the one person that is the happiest about the photos that they took on engagement day is Donna Kelsey, because Travis cut his hair.
Is that what it was?
I mean.
Is that what she was so excited about?
Well, I feel like every mother, it's when you go off to college, you have this freedom and your son no longer has to cut his hair and you always have to stay on top of them about it. And Travis had been rocking that 90s boy band do for a moment.
I'm glad you brought this up because I was actually going to talk about this a little bit in Wake Up Call, but my wife texted me earlier and was like, hey, we need to get a family photo this weekend. We haven't had one since like Easter. And it's, you know, we need to get all four of us. The kids are growing so fast. And I'm like, I don't know if there's a thing that men hate more that their wives make them do than have photos taken. And it's not going to be professional this weekend, but oh my gosh, dude, my wife at least once a year is like, hey, we need to get the kids dressed. We need to get our, you know, You need to wear a nice button down, and we need to have a family photo taken. And it drives me insane.
Yeah, I've done it like 3 or 4 times since she was born. Oh, it's Easter. Can you put this? Can you wear a different shirt for these pictures?
Just like,
or she has this whole thing.
My wife's probably listening right now. She's probably rolling her eyes. But I just, there is nothing that she asked me to do that I hate more than being like, all right, photo time.
Well, like, it's not just like that's one thing, but it's everywhere we go. We have to. Can we get a picture? Can you take it again?
Dude,
I don't like it. Dude. Can we? Here,
are you? You're not like that, Allie.
Yeah, they are. They're all like that.
Well,
she throws her. She doesn't like the way her hair is sitting on her shoulder.
I mean, Grant knows which side I'm going to stand on whenever we take a photo.
Yeah, same.
And then
same.
You do this thing where you kind of comb your fingers through your hair.
Gotta
and you
fix
put
the hair
to one side of the shoulder, and then you stand at a certain angle, and your legs do a certain thing.
Yeah.
You know, the knee bend on one side or whatever your pose is. It's like, dude, come on, man.
When you're like Grant, like what the position Grant's in, like me, because I know I just go to that side automatically. And I'll even tell him, you're on the wrong side. Does Grant ever tell you on the wrong? Like,
yeah, no. He does. He'll point it out. Like, because I try not to make it a big deal. Like,
you
if we're at a Braves game or something and the shuffling is a little bit much, he'll be like, you're on the wrong side.
You know why? Do you know why he does it? He's not being hateful.
Wants
not
to avoid taking another picture.
You're damn right.
100%.
That's exactly why 100%. I do it. I'm like, no, we're not doing this again. Get on the right side.
You know what's awkward for me is when we're in public place and my wife will ask somebody, hey, can you take a picture of us?
Yeah.
And without a doubt, she will hate the first person who took the picture.
Yep.
And in the same room, whenever the first person's still standing there, she'll go to a different group of people and go, hey, can you take a picture of us? And I'm like, the first person is sitting there.
Yes.
And they are obviously like, God, I must have done an awful job.
And I always feel so bad for that person.
So bad. I'm like looking at us taking another photo.
That's why whenever she does that, and Amy's very, and I know Lindsay is too. They're both very polite when they do it. I'm very sure. But I'm like, thank you. I appreciate it. Sorry about that.
Yeah,
Thank you.
The same way. It's like you got to be the backup apologizer.
Yeah, I just want you to know it's not me, it's her.
Hey, sorry about that. It's like, dude, you know, they're crazy.
Does not affect that person's day.
Yes, it
at
does.
All.
Yeah, it wouldn't mind. It would hurt. I would be like, I'm not taking pictures for any more strangers. Remember when Michael Scott broke up with his girlfriend, Jan, or whatever? He's like, it's not me, it's you.
Oh man, I'm so with you on that. I'm so sorry about this. Yeah, she just wants another photo. I don't know why we need another one. Sorry about that. Thank you.
You got to get the right one, otherwise you walk away with regret.
I guess so.
And no regrets in life. All right, a lot of NFL
news.
Not
even one letter.
So a lot of NFL news coming out yesterday, and one thing that we didn't mention yet was that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they did activate Chris Godwin and Tristan Wirfs from the PUP list. Now, we play them week 1, so what are the odds that
none.
We see them?
None.
Really? You don't think none for either one?
Well,
Tristan Wirfs is the one that the Chris Godwin, no. He's going to be an October guy, but Tristan Wirfs is the one that makes me nervous.
I didn't. You got to me before I could finish. None for Chris Godwin.
Okay.
It's 0%.
Yeah.
In fact, they don't even think he'll start practicing in week 2?
Yeah.
Tristan Wirfs, I don't think will be ready week 1 either. I think they're just doing that because they don't believe that it'll take the full 4 weeks. And remember, it's 4 weeks, then you can activate them.
Yeah.
And then they get another 2 or 3 weeks. So I would probably say week 3 for maybe both of them before they're both back on the field. It would be the earliest. They just don't want to have to wait.
Yeah,
and they think they can get through. So maybe Tristan Wirfs could be ready week 1. I'm not 100% sure, but none for Godwin. Godwin won't even start practicing in week 2.
Yeah, I don't know that I don't know what the Tristan Wirfs thing is either. I can't even remember what the procedure that he had done was. Do you remember what it was? Some kind of knee thing?
No, I don't
remember what it was. Yeah,
I don't remember.
Anyways,
how much do you think our roster will change before we face the Bucs?
I hope at least a little bit, if I'm being real. I would love to see them add an interior offensive lineman. I would love to see them add an interior defensive lineman. I don't know how that works out.
Who was the guy I sent you last night from New England?
Oh, the former first-round pick that they've had to play as guard and center.
And the reason I sent that to you is only because I don't know much about him. I know he was a first-round pick. I know he started, I think, almost 30 games for them, maybe 22 or 20. 9, I think.
Yeah.
But the reason I sent him to you is because he's a versatile player, can do both.
He is, and he's a good player. He's actually one of Bill Belichick's last first-round picks. But he's started like 29 games over the last few years. So yeah. he is a quality player. You wouldn't be asking him to come in here and start, but you'd love to have somebody like that on the roster.
Yeah, you would, because neither one ever – none of – who is anybody sold on Javon Gwynn? I'm not. I mean, I like him, and I think he's gotten better.
I agree, but is there room to upgrade? Absolutely. As always, Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. And just a quick update, I am probably sleeping on the couch tonight because my wife just said, yes, I'm listening, you loser. Rude.
Oh, no. Lindsay, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to cause drama.
Mike didn't want any of this going over the air. Know, first, steak outed him, then we outed him. Mike.
Don't apologize for Mike's missteps. Yeah. You know, no one put a gun to his head and told him to do this or that. He did it on his
Unfortunate,
own.
Unfortunate, man.
That mouse getting you in trouble.
I'm not sorry, Lindsay.
I'm on your side.
I'm wearing it. Let's play some Which One Wednesday.
All right, Which One Wednesday. Mike and Bo will debate these questions. All right. I promise this is the last time I'm going to bring these two up. Last time. Yeah. Which one will happen first? Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift will get married, or Dylan will fix his car?
Wow.
Well, probably Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, because something tells me they'll do this pretty quickly.
You think so?
Yeah, because
I do.
Because celebrity relationships don't have a long shelf life anyways, and if you're dead set on getting married, you normally just go ahead and do it as quick as you can. And they've been dating for almost 2 years as it is now.
Well, that's why I don't think the wedding's going to happen soon. They did take their time in their courtship.
Now they're ready. And how old is she?
She's 35.
If they ever want kids, I mean, they might want to start getting rolling on that.
The normal weight...
What I say?
On a wedding, I think has a lot to do with the cost, so they could wham bam get it done tomorrow, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point, but I don't know. I just feel like this is going to be some kind of majestic royal wedding. No. I feel like they're going to want to take their time putting this thing together.
How many people are contacting their agents today like, get me into that wedding, get me into
First
that
off,
wedding?
Taylor Swift is shown that she is relationships mean a lot to her in her life because she writes an album every time one goes south.
So no more breakup songs.
You know that she's been like thinking about this day for a very long time. She's already got like, it's 2 weeks in. She's probably got the whole thing already planned. I mean, she's like a billionaire, dude.
Yeah,
it's not hard to get married when you're a billionaire.
Which one would be tougher to face? Jesse Bates in coverage or James Pierce Jr. coming off the line?
James Pierce Jr. coming off the line. That dude's speed and he's got physicality. He's 6'5", 250, with his legs are freaking gargantuan. Jesse Bates, at least, like, you know, he's closer to my size.
I would say my question would be James Pierce coming off the edge or a quarterback trying to read Jesse Bates playing center field. Like, that would be, trying to read the safety rotation pre-snap on Jesse Bates. But I'm with you. James Pierce is the answer there. Jesse's very good at playing safety. I don't know that I'm utilizing him much in one-on-one coverage against a tight end or anything like that.
Well, honestly, the answer should be different for you because you've done it. Like, you've played it, so I don't think you want to go
terrifying.
Go
terrifying
try to run around.
Like, no, thank you.
Which Falcons player would you rather have as your Uber driver? Kirk Cousins or Bijan Robinson. Now think about the music that they're both going to be playing.
Yeah, that's true.
Kirk's going with Celine Dion. We know that.
But you also have to think about the conversation.
This is true.
That you're having. I don't know. Did you guys see the Falcons put out a cut of them asking the best female athletes of all time? And Kirk Cousins was like, his answer was like eight names long, and he's busting out like.
He said Babe Diedrichsen. He went through like Jackie Joyner-Kersee. Everybody else was like.
Cheryl Miller.
Yeah.
Everybody else was like. Serena.
Yeah.
I just think that at this point in my life, my conversations with Kirk would probably go further than Bijan. It would be cooler to have Bijan, but our conversation in the car, Kirk, look, I think we'd probably be more on the same page at this point in our lives.
I've been around Bijan more than Kirk, to be straight up honest. I don't think you can go wrong with either, actually. I think it's kind of one of those where there's no wrong answer because I think they're both going to be great Uber drivers. I know Bijan a little bit better, and I've interacted with him, and I know that some of the conversation are fun. But, yeah, I think you could go deeper. Mike could definitely go deeper with Kirk, and I probably could a little bit, too, at the end of the day because of just our age. The age gap does come into play at some
Kirk,
point.
I noticed your kids do homeschool with your wife. How does that work out for you, man? Is that cool for you?
So is it any great clips or just like specific one?
Do you have a specific
like? Do you have one in every town you've lived in, or you know, do you ask for the same person? Did they ever get it wrong?
Exactly.
All right. Which one would you rather accidentally do? Butt dial our SVP and market manager, Rick Caffey, during a day out with the boys.
Oh, my God.
And he gets to hear you at your finest. Or accidentally like a new coworker's vacation photos from 2014 while scrolling their Instagram.
Did this happen?
No.
Okay, I was just making it. I was like,
no,
whoa,
this is just my mind.
Did somebody around here like your vacation photos from 10 years ago? That's weird.
Well, I think in most of the time, the Instagram one is going to be easier to explain. Be like, yeah, man, I saw your page. I thought that was a really cool picture. It looked like a lot of fun.
You're talking like it's a dude. I'm assuming the vacation photo is probably in like a bathing
female
suit from 10 years ago. You know what I mean? Like if it's a new coworker, all of a sudden, like if it's a it's a bathing suit picture from 10 years ago, that's a little harder to explain.
Well, I just went with dude because, you know, we have Allie. And we have Sandra up here.
Yeah.
And we're basically
dudes. And we have Noelle. So there's only three women that we have up here.
Okay.
So I was going with that, like, based on my experience. But because, you know, like, all people have their own conversations, like, inside stuff. And there's no telling what you'll be talking about and how it will sound if you don't know
terrifying.
What. You know, and most likely be on the golf course. And so, yeah, I definitely don't want the conversation with Rick Craft about golf course talk.
My mom butt dialed me the other day and she was singing. And it was,
aww.
She was letting it eat too. Like, she was obviously getting ready to go somewhere. She said, yeah. I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I was like,
that's so wholesome.
It's going down there.
That is so sweet. I love that so much. All right, coming up, we've got the wake up call 404-726-0929. How about some butt dial stories?
Yeah, or. Or how much you hate family photos.
404-726-0929. And were you surprised by any of the roster cuts made yesterday? Go ahead and call Dylan right now, 404-726-0929, or on Twitter at 929MorningShift. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. The Wake Up Call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.